What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Swipe Up, where I share my favorite post from Instagram. Let's get into it with an artist that does ink paintings that I quite enjoy, and he has a show. What is it called when two artists have a show in a gallery? I don't know. But that's what's happening at the Gamut Gallery, Minneapolis. But let's check this out from James Zucco.
I like to start with a pretty clear concept, and I think that that goes back to all the years I spent working as a creative in advertising, where the idea was everything. What does this mean? What do I want this to say? How do I tell that story in the simplest way? Have we seen this before? And granted, most things have been done, but is this going to seem fresh? Sometimes the finished piece ends up being pretty close to those little thumbnail sketches, and sometimes they're totally different because the materials take over, like you talked about earlier. I try to stay fluid in that the concept is there, but if it goes into a better place, I'm always open to that, of course. In between is where I like to make my work, and that is a place that's outside of myself. Not quite physical, obviously not totally mental, but that in between the world that we can see and the world that we can't.
Go check out Gamut Gallery if you're in Minneapolis. Some cool work. Follow him on Instagram also. Okay, so next from, you know, an artist that I'm enjoying his work to another artist that I enjoyed his work while he was around, while he was with us, Mitch Hedberg, this one from All Things Comedy.
Yeah, I got to write these jokes. So I sit at the hotel at night, I think of something that's funny, then I go get a pen and I write it down. Or, if the pen's too far away, I have to convince myself that what I thought of ain't funny.
All right. So moving on now, I love Mitch Hedberg. I wish he was still around. It's so sad. So sad. Comics should never have to die. Like, I mean, they should get a pass, you know? Anyway, so let's move on to another artist. This one, another one from... part of that two-artist show at the Gamut Gallery. Let's check it out. This one from Kim Heidkamp.
I just needed to start making artwork again, and that's what I had. I had paper, I had glue, and I had this idea of layering the same object over and over and over. Ideation starts with influence from a previous project. A lot of grass, even fur formations on an animal or someone's hair. Because I've chosen paper as a medium, I'm often looking at different colors, different textures, and even the paper itself will inform the form that it takes on. I tried doing two-dimensional as hard as I could because it seemed more practical, I guess. But I couldn't do it. Everything just kept coming off the page for me. Sculpture was my emphasis in school, is where my heart beats. I can't help it. I just want the artwork to come out at you.
For those listening, it is like, it's paper, but each paper is like a strand, like hair, like she described. It's really cool stuff. Go check her out at the Gamut Gallery also. So let's move on to some words of wisdom from Gary Vee, this time really breaking it down, you know, those that have versus have-nots, the advantages of the have-nots over the people that basically can't fail because they're given the shortcut to success with their money. But yeah, I'd rather smile in a Toyota than cry in my Ferrari, Gary Vee.
You know what I think is a better advantage than fucking being born into something? Being born into nothing. I'm on the record. Remember I said it. Can't wait to watch it in 20 years. The internet the way it is today, I'd rather have zero than 100 million. Talk to trust fund babies. I do. They DM me. Do you know what it's like to talk to a human being that looks at you at 22 years old and says, no matter what I do, no matter what I do for the next 80 years, it will never be my own accomplishment. Do you know what kind of level of depression that leads to? A lot. And by the way, nor do I expect anybody that grew up the way I did in a studio apartment in Queens to have sadness for Richard Thompson III. They will say what I always hear, which is, cool, I'll cry in my Ferrari. That's because you don't know what crying is, Dick. Because smiling in your fucking Toyota is way better than crying in your Ferrari. But you can stay confused. And when you get there, why don't you call good old Gary and tell me how it actually feels, being sad and depressed and not happy. People are fucking confused. If you think a fucking Ferrari is gonna make you happy, you're just not smart about life.
Boom! Gary Vaynerchuk in your face, bitches! Love Gary, love everything he has to say. I put him on almost every episode of Swipe Up just because it's just, it's just, you know. So moving on to some awesome, another awesome sculpture, this one on Street Globe. It's a Street Art Globe. It's one of those sculptures, there's a bunch of them, I'm sure it's all by the same artist, T. Denninger. But it's just junk when you look at it. But then if you stand at a certain angle, the layering of all the junk, this one is a beautiful portrait. It's just kind of, it's a super interesting way to, I mean, do a sculpture. Just cool. It's just really cool. That's why it's on here, because I think it's cool. All right, moving on to the last one. This time, King Palm. If you smoke weed like I do, and maybe I enjoy smoking joints, shout out to Raw Cones, but I also enjoy King Palm. I don't care to smoke tobacco, but the smoking out of a King Palm, it's a slow burn like you would get with, you know, wrapping your weed in tobacco, but it's not. It gives you the slow burn effect of that, but not the the tobacco, obviously. They have different sizes. These are the tiny little small rollies, which are puny. You can see up to the lighter. But I enjoy them. I like the giant King Palms. The filters are great. They have corn husk filters. They smoke super clean. I get more out of my weed smoking them out of these King Palms. And if they're looking for somebody to rep their product, for sure hit me up, King Palm. I love your product. You know, there's all kinds of opportunities for sponsorship over here. But yeah, just get your hands on some King Palm to try it out. If you're looking for a new way to smoke your weed, you can get them on like Amazon and stuff. That's it for this week of Swipe Up. I hope you enjoyed the post that I shared with you. Shout out to Gamut Gallery, MPLS, shout out James Zuko, shout out All Things Comedy and Mitch Hedberg, shout out Kim Heidkamp, shout out Gary V, shout out Street Art Globe and T. Dean Denninger, shout out to King Palm. Thank you all for watching this episode. New episodes come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my artwork and podcasts. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!